Both attacks targeted mosques during or just after Friday prayers. In Lahore, police say a young man in his teens slipped by security and detonated his explosives in the office of an Islamic seminary next to a mosque in the heart of the city. Among those killed was Safras Naimi, the cleric of the mosque and a prominent Islamic scholar. Naimi had publicly condemned suicide attacks and supported the military offensive against the Taliban in Swat Valley. In Nowshera, south of Swat Valley in northwest Frontier Province, a vehicle full of explosives rammed into the side of a mosque that was located inside an army supply depot. The city's district police officer, Abdullah Khan, says the attack came near the end of Friday prayers. Khan says a vehicle that looked like an ambulance struck the mosque very close to the cleric's pulpit. He says the license number of the vehicle has been recovered, along with some parts of the suicide attacker's body. The force of the explosion destroyed the mosque, whose worshippers were mostly army personnel. In Lahore, stunned students of Islamic scholar Safras Naimi gathered outside the mosque after the attack, grieving the loss of their leader. They chanted anti-Taliban slogans and began marching down the street in protest. Pakistani religious scholar Khalid Zahir says attacks against religious targets in Pakistan, while reprehensible, are mostly carried out by Muslims, driven by a strong anti-American sentiment and deep anger toward the Pakistani establishment.
I'm sure that they're not in the majority, but there is this tiny minority which really is so very effective and powerful that they've made the life of us ordinary Pakistanis a hell.
Pakistan has been hit by a wave of suicide bombings and other militant attacks in recent days. Taliban leaders have warned of attacks in retaliation for the military's offensive against extremists in Swat Valley following the collapse of a peace deal to impose strict Islamic law. Immediately after Friday's attacks, Pakistani Prime Minister Yusuf Gilani and President Asif Ali Zardari issued condemnations and ordered an immediate investigation. Catherine Maddox, VOA News, Islamabad.